Chronically, we need the darkness here in this room, not only to remember the setting that night, but also to enable us to see and experience more fully the light of our candles. See, what we're going to do is we're going to turn down these distracting lights in order to see the light of Christ more clearly. As we sing tonight, as we celebrate tonight, let's sing without distraction as we celebrate the birth of our Savior.
The first Noel.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sleep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Next song will be Away in the Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down. Sleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for
going to invite Jane up, and many of you have heard it before probably, but there's probably some kids in here that haven't. So I would like to invite all the kids that come up here, gather around on the stage. Jane's got a little treat for you. Come on up here. Don't be shy.
Sadie,
come on.
Will come with you. Come on, Sadie. There's no age limit for any kid. Anybody who wants to come up, even if you're a kid at heart. You knew that. Oh, you guys are good. Come have a seat. Come on. All right. You gonna come help me? All right. All right. Can anybody tell me what this is? A candy cane? Really? Do you know what it is? A candy cane. Well, these candy canes are really special because there was a candy maker who wanted to give a present to Jesus and to tell. So if you guys can take one and pass it around on this side, and we're going to look at the candy cane. What color is the candy cane, do you suppose? It's red and white. Do you think that they tell any stories in being red or white? It points to the sun. Yours broke? Oh, bummer. Well, you know what? I'll replace the first one, but not the second one. Okay, so this time of year, it's especially important for us to remember that God sent his son for who? For us, that's right. As we approach Christmas, there's lots of candy canes out there, and we're going to give them to everybody in the audience, too. If they're behaving. Do you think they're behaving? Okay. Sure, you can give one to Mommy and Daddy too. Okay, when we look at the candy cane, we're going to see how this reminds us of Jesus. Okay, but hold on. The white, Jesus was pure and holy. He was without sin. Hebrews 4:15 tells us, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way just as we are." The white is also a picture of how God washes our sins away and makes us white as snow, white as snow. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Through your sins are scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And that through, though they are as red as crimson, they shall be white wool." Isaiah 1:18. What color are the stripes?
Red.
And what do you think that they symbolize? The red, of course, is a picture of the blood that Jesus shed for us. The red stripes depict the stripes on his back as he was beaten. Isaiah 53:5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." Isn't that good? Is the candy soft or hard? The hardness of the candy represents that Jesus is our rock. If we build our lives upon him, they will be secure and lasting. Luke 6:38 tells us, "He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck, that house could not shake because it was well built." Ephesians 2:20 says, "Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone." What shape is this?
It's a hook shape.
It's a hook shape. Do you know what the hook is used for? The shepherd. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." So it's shaped like the shepherd's staff. Okay, now that's this way. What happens if I turn it this way? A J. So that reminds us of Jesus. Okay, so every time that you see a piece of candy like this, who is it going to remind you of? Jesus and what he did for us. All right, so when you guys are enjoying Christmas and all the candy canes and all the candy and all the celebration with your family, make sure that you remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Okay? Okay, you guys can go bring them, and why don't you guys grab a few extra and pass out to the people in the audience, please. Thank you.
All right, we're going to sing. You going to sing with us?
What children are these? Yeah. Whose children are these?
All but
that joke. All right. Thank you, Jane. You never know what to expect from children, do we? And it's not by accident the next song we're singing is What Child Is This? So I'm not naming names there or anything, but so. Join us in singing What Child Is This? And we'll continue on with the service.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, and what shepherds watch are keeping?
It was a dark, dark night. The shepherds were watching the herds. They were sentries, really, keeping watch over the flocks to protect them from the wolves and other predators. It was another long, dark night. And they were looked down upon by the well-educated, the affluent, and only more of the same to look forward to in the years to come. Hard work, poverty, a time away from hearth and home. And then, out of nowhere, a burst of light. It illuminated the darkness, and they were afraid. But as they shook in terror, an angelic figure spoke, "Do not be afraid. I bring you tidings of great joy. You will find a child sleeping in a stable. But this very child will change everything for you and the whole world." And suddenly the sky was bright with angelic singing and their hearts were filled with joy. And this dark season in which night appears to swallow up the day, in which busyness and the demand of work wears us down and our land seems to have lost its moral compass, we need to hear the message of the angels. We need a Christmas Eve surprise. We need something unexpected to change our lives and the world and to inspire us to be better and more compassionate people. Fortunately, there is that child. A moment ago as we sang, we asked the question, what child is this? It's the child that brings us hope, peace, joy, and love.
As we sing our next couple songs, Leah is going to come and light the first candle, which is the hope candle. So join us in singing. We'll start with I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Is in God and His Son Jesus Christ. He is the one appointed by God to judge all things. He is the one through whom God has promised to save and redeem His people. We light this candle to let us remind us of our hope and the hope in the world. We thank God for the promises that He has made for us and to light that has brought into the world.
Join us now in singing, "Oh Come All You Faithful." And while we do that, Sue's going to come, or Megan's going to come, I guess, and light the peace candle. Song is "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear."
It came upon a midnight clear, the glory song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The song and stillness lay to hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophecy of old, when with the ever circling years shall come time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King, and the whole world sing back a song which shall be.
Our peace is found in God and in his son, Jesus. John the Baptist and all the prophets remind us that to have peace, we must be prepared for it. We lit this candle to remind us that Christ is the Prince of Peace,
the one promised from the beginning of the world. And we thank God for the hope that he gives us and for the peace he bestows.
Join us now in Joy to the World as Annie comes to light the joy candle.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and
I know you all know the next one. You should be getting warmed up by now. So hark the herald angels sing. So sing it out.
Son Jesus Christ. Like peace, joy is a gift from God. It overtakes us and fills us when we remember what God has done and what he has promised to do. We light this candle to remind us that Christ came and is coming so that all the people might have a rich and abundant life. We thank God for the hope he gives us, for the peace he bestows us, and for the joy he pours into our hearts.
Testing.
I'm going to sing a song called It Took a Miracle. And I think you all know that it took a miracle for just about everything that happens good in our lives. And I thank God for the miracles he's done in my life, and I'm sure you do too, for the miracles he's done in your lives. Now, I don't have any accompaniment. I'm just going to sing this by myself. You know, I don't have any piano or music. So here we go. My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny. A God of might and miracles. It's written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace. Though here his glory has been shown, we still can't fully see the wonders of his might, his throne. It will take eternity. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace. The Bible tells us of his power and wisdom all the way through, and every little bird and flower are testimonies too. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace.
Jesus shows us God's perfect love. He is God's perfect love in human form. Those who believe in him and live in him live in love. Love transforms and perfects all things. It never ends. We light this candle to remind us that God is love. We thank God for the hope he gives us, for the peace he bestows, for the joy he pours.
Thank you, Leah. Next, we have Megan's going to do one of my favorite songs for Christmas, O Holy Night. So Megan and Brad's on the guitar.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
In the Northern Hemisphere, Christmas comes at the darkest time of the year. There's no doubt in my mind that as the earth cycled through those days getting shorter, that the ancients may have just feared that coming darkness would swallow the earth and the sun and just be plunged into night forever. Even a little light can change the world. With longer days, they realize that light once again triumphed over darkness. The Christmas story tells us of the power of light to make a stable the home of God's child. and guide shepherds in a bleak midwinter night to give honor to a child and his parents. A star on the horizon can lure Persian astrologers and the three magi on an adventure to a foreign land. At Christmas, we celebrate the light. And it always amazes me how in a dark room, one little light will drive the darkness away. One little light. Christ came to us to be that light. So as the world, as the world seems to try to just cover us up in darkness, Christ is there for those who believe in him. And for those who don't know him yet, it's you and I that are the lights that can draw them to a holy God. A light that can be drawn much like a moth flies to the light. We can draw others to Jesus Christ. We can draw others to the light. It all goes back to that grand part of God's plan, that night when he sent our Savior, when he sent the Christ to be with us. As we enjoy this Christmas season, I challenge you to remember why we celebrate. To remember that the greatest gift that can be given to anybody is Jesus Christ. And God gave him to us. So let's honor him tonight and sing Silent Night. Silent night,
holy night, all is calm, all is bright. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Just stand for the last verse, please.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from a holy face. Jesus, Lord. Bible.
Father, we thank you that you have given us this great gift. And Father, tonight and tomorrow as we celebrate the birth, let us not forget that this is not a one-time little gift. It's a gift that lasts for eternity. Let us not forget that. And we thank you, Father. We praise you. And in Jesus' name we say thank you. And we all said, Merry Christmas. Thank you all for being here.